Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Sign. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk Winterfest 2019, it's coming up this Saturday, president of the Hail Yes Association, Scott Herbelsheimer. How are you today, Scott?
Great to be here, yeah.
Glad to have you on with us to talk about the big event this Saturday. I'm sure things are getting busy for you.
Absolutely. We're trying to get all the pieces together and make sure everything's set to go.
Yeah, and when you say everything, you mean everything, because there's a lot of things happening in one day. You really have packed it all together, my friend.
We did, yeah. We got all the staples that we've had in the past, the bed race, chili cook-off, fishing contest, but we also got some new stuff this year, too, so we're excited.
Yeah, well, let's do that. You know what? Let's talk about some of the new stuff. What are they going to find that we haven't seen before at Winterfest 2019?
Well, we're doing building a snowman contest, and luckily we're doing it so that you have to build a snowman out of anything except for snow, anything you can find around. So, 'cause I don't think we're supposed to get much snow left in this week here. So,
no, smart idea.
A good thing.
Yeah, I think it is. So, anything you can think of that you can make a snowman out of is good to go.
Yep, yeah, and it's got to, you know, be the three, you know, the head, thorax, and abdomen kind of thing. You know, it has to be the three parts there, and somewhere between 3 to 6 foot in that. But yeah, definitely be creative. You know, as Red Green always says, use something that was meant for something else as in a totally different application and purpose. And so that's kind of what we're going for here.
Awesome. Now, that's taking place on Saturday, and if I remember correct, in the afternoon is the judging for that.
Yeah, we're hoping that everybody can have those done by about 1:30, because we'll have the judging after that, and then announce it inside the Resource Center around 3 o'clock, right before that last puppet show goes on. So you can either bring your snowman pre-assembled to the Plainfield Township Resource Center, or you can build it there, whatever works for you. So,
all right, and that's something they don't need to register for in advance. Just come on out on the day of, on Saturday.
Yep, just come on out. Yep, absolutely. Yep.
All right. Well, what else do we want to talk about? Tell us more about Winterfest 2019 this Saturday.
Well, we got the fishing contest, of course, happening out at West Londo Lake again this year. No entry fee on that. That'll be going on from 8 a.m. to about 4 p.m. when they do some trophies and prizes for the biggest fish and most number, those kinds of things. And Rick is doing a great job with that again this year.
Yeah.
We did move the bed races this year. Normally, they've been at Eagle Point. This year, they're going to be over at the Senior Center, which is just a couple buildings down, of course, from the Resource Center there.
Yeah.
So, once again, have the bed races there and have a great time building those and racing those. The kids always love that, especially.
Boy, so, no doubt. And then warm up with the chili cook-off. It's supposed to be cold this weekend. Not much in the way of snow, but pretty cold. So the chili cook-off will warm you up.
It is, yeah, definitely be ready for the chili cook-off. I always encourage people to go to the Resource Center first so that you can, we're going to be having wristbands available so that you can identify yourself as a chili cook-off participant. And so go to the Resource Center first, pick up the wristband, pick up a map of what businesses are participating, and then just you can walk through town, you can drive through town. I always encourage walking, especially with this time of year. It's with the weather, you can have chili in one business and eat it and stay warm until you get to the next business. So
no doubt about that, yeah. And then, of course, you got three puppet shows going on Saturday.
Yep. Hail Assembly God is going to be putting on puppet shows at 11, 1, and 3 o'clock. Our kids' puppeteers have been practicing for the last few weeks and are all set to go. They're excited about that.
Yeah, and then, of course, in the evening, you got a couple of basketball games that are a great way to wrap up in Winterfest.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, over at the high school gym there, we got the old person's game, as they say, that starts at 6 o'clock, and then the younger person's game that'll start right after that. And so great chance for the alumni and those who have been on staff at Hale High School to be able to come back and play a little basketball against each other and for us to kind of cheer them on.
That's right. Great fundraiser for the Hale Eagle Sports Boosters. And then I think you briefly mentioned you got arts and crafts going on through the day, too.
Yeah. The crafts will start at about 9 o'clock, and then end around 4 o'clock. There, we'll have a lot of vendors filling up the Resource Center. All kinds of different things, all different kinds of crafts and vendors. So we really got a great variety of different options this year. So that's great.
All right, check out haleyes.org. That's the best place to go to find the full list of events for Winterfest 2019 this Saturday. And the president of the Hail Yes Association, Scott Herbelsheimer. Scott, thanks for joining us on Sunrise Side.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate it.